And joining us right now is the lovely, the adorable, the sweet, but oh so gorgeous Shannon Rogier.
Oh, wow,
we
what an
fell
introduction.
In love with her. We fell in love with her on Temptation Island, and that must have been quite the weird time, huh?
Oh, it was a wild ride. Glad it's over.
now, how did you and your man hold up during that whole thing?
We did great down there. It was coming back that was a little bit difficult, but we actually got engaged right after the show.
Wow.
And it was great, and now we're planning our wedding. So it was an exciting experience for us.
Wow. So Shannon and Andy are still together.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I was actually hoping that you would just, you know, stop in the middle and fly over to Boston and, you know. But
oh, how sweet.
It wasn't going to happen. And anyway, I'm married. My wife probably wouldn't be happy about that. So
probably not.
That would not be good. So tell us a little. I really want to know a little bit about this Temptation Island. Did you have a good time? And did any of the guys that were there actually really tempt you a lot?
You know, I had a fantastic time. And all of the guys were great. I particularly bonded with Tom, who was my last date.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, he was a great guy. He definitely tempted me, I guess, but more on an emotional level than anything else. He's just a really great guy. But you know, the idea of going down there was to go have fun, maybe sneak a quick kiss with somebody, and then go back because I really had my heart and my soul were already committed to Andy, and I just didn't see that changing.
Yeah.
Down there.
I thought it was interesting, though. I mean, when they showed the clips and stuff, the video, it was very times very misleading about what happened, you know?
Absolutely, and that's why I didn't choose to view them, because what are they're not going to show you a clip of your boyfriend or girlfriend crying, saying, I miss my boyfriend so, you know, I miss Shannon so much, I can't wait to go home. They're going to show you something awful.
Exactly.
So to me, I'd rather see it all put together rather than a split 20-second clip that, you know, is going to turn my wheels in my mind and make me think terrible things.
Well, that's what a lot of that was happening through all the other couples who were viewing those videos. It was terrible.
Right. It made no sense to me.
Did you get close, you and Andy, to any of the other couples?
Yeah. In fact, we're real close to Billy and Mandy.
Yeah.
Billy moved out here to L.A., and so we're with him all the time, and Mandy's in Atlanta. They're doing a long-distance thing, but we talk to her pretty regularly, too.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was an interesting couple as well.
Yeah.
But I thought that they would end up going their own way.
I did, too, for a while. I really did. And I mean, I only saw Mandy's portion. But,
yeah.
You know, I guess it was tough. You're with somebody for a few years. It's very difficult to think about jeopardizing all of that in 2 weeks with strangers. You know, I don't think anybody really intended to break up over it.
Yeah, I just remember the video of Billy doing the striptease and Mandy licking something off someone's nipple or something. And all I could think of is that these two are doomed, you know. But
I thought the same thing. But, you know, I guess they wanted to go have their fun and then, you know, their hearts really stayed with each other. So
talking about being doomed and marriage, you're going to be co-hosting a show called Fox's Surprise Wedding 2.
Yes.
Tonight at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10 on Fox.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about it. I know there was a Fox Surprise Wedding 1. I assume they're related.
They are. It is the exact same format. There were 5 girls the first time. This time there are 6. And like the first one, all of the guys come to Las Vegas on false pretenses. They think they're there to honor their girlfriends who are winning awards at conventions or things like that. So they're holding flowers and they're walked out to this down this corridor. Then the door rises and there their girlfriend stands in her wedding gown. And the host, I'm actually the co-host, the host Pat Boulard says, "Welcome to your wedding." And he has to decide within the next half hour, 45 minutes, if he wants to marry his girlfriend on the stage that night. So.
Now let me
talk
ask
about
you
a surprise.
Let me ask you a question, Shannon. If Andrew did that to you, if you hadn't been on Temptation Island and all this stuff, and he just dragged you on there and did that to you, wouldn't you be a little? I would be peeved. As far as I'm concerned, if you're not honest from day one, what is there? What kind of foundation is there?
That was my take a little bit too. I think I'd probably get so caught up in the moment and the lights and the stage and seeing them all dressed up that I might do it, but I'd probably get really mad afterwards, Whereas he would never do it. I mean, he said he would be so angry with me for putting him on the spot like that, that there's just no way. So I think that's a lot of people's reactions. I think that's why people tune in. But other people, there's a couple of couples, the guy is so shocked and so thrilled that his girlfriend went to all this trouble that I think you can look at it that way as well and think that it's the most romantic thing that somebody could do for you, and some of them do. So I think it depends on the way that you look at it.
What do you think about this reality TV stuff, since you were part of it in many ways and now being part of it again on a different angle?
Well, I'll tell you, from a personal standpoint, I'd much rather be involved in it from the production aspect than the object. I think it's wild. I think it's great television, but I don't think the participants can ever recognize the situation they're putting themselves in, including myself, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You lose a lot. People formulate opinions about you, and you have no control over your, you know, the way that you're portrayed. So I think you are somewhat a victim, but you're a willing victim. So
yeah.
You can blame no one but yourself for getting involved. But it's just a word of caution to people that they're going to do what they want with you, and you have to accept that if you're willing to be a part of it.
Now, since you're friends with Billy and Mandy, I'll ask you from your point of view, once Temptation Island is over and you became pretty famous from it, as did Mandy and Billy and Andy. Did you guys get some strange offers? I mean, obviously you got an offer to do this, but did, for instance, a Playboy call you guys? Did you hear from any of these?
You know, I've never really understood what happened with Playboy. We joked about it down there, and when we got home, it seemed like someone was trying to pitch Playboy for us, which I thought was bizarre. I'd never talked to anybody, and I personally would never do it. At some point, there was some sort of negotiations that Mandy was involved in,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately rejected, but then Playboy came out and said that they never gave the offer, so I think there were just some shady people in the middle that were trying to put together a deal, and obviously never happened. But other than that, no one formally approached any of us to do anything that I would consider too risque or outlandish, which was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking even, you know, like a sitcom appearance or something. Did you guys get approached for a lot of different things like that?
Yeah, a couple of them, but we were under a pretty tight 3-month contract with Fox. So if it wasn't a Fox show, we weren't able to do it, because I think Fox wanted to utilize us for their own publicity purposes. So we did more of the talk show circuit and the news and a couple of cable.
Are you a Fox fan?
Yeah, I am a fan of Fox. Growing up in the last few years, I'd say Party of Five is one of my favorite shows.
Oh, yeah.
And
great show.
I'm a Simpsons fan, and you know, I think that there's they do some really good stuff.
So I'm a big Ally McBeal and Boston Public
fan. I'm a big fan of Ally McBeal. Yeah. I haven't actually seen much of Boston Public.
That's a good show. You really should check that one out.
Is it good?
And I also love Malcolm in the Middle and Grounded for Life and some of the other sitcoms on that.
Yeah, I haven't seen them much. Maybe I'll give them a try. But for the most part, the network has been great. They've been a lot of fun, and that's why I agreed to do Surprise Weddings, because I thought, you know, my first attempt to do some hosting work on television, I want to do it with the people that have already been pretty good to me.
Well, it's good exposure, too, I mean, for you, and hey, maybe you'll get yourself a game show gig or something.
You know, I think that would be so much fun. I've really enjoyed being on camera, and so long as I'm not prancing around dating other people on the beach, that's something I'd like to continue to do. So hopefully this could be my segue into something exciting and new like that.
Well, that's tonight at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10 on Fox. It is called Surprise Wedding 2. And the lovely co-host, Shannon Rogier, has joined us. And I want to thank you so much for coming on. And hopefully we'll talk again about another project you're involved in.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.